The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Oh, Bradley. Welcome to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes and talking about how the saga continues on. Namely with this Dana Morales, man, she just doesn't know when to stop. Then you begin to look at her as a tree. We look at the fruit. Everything is lies and deception. Of course. And I want to tell people that are listening to me, I want you to understand, they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy. The more you just turn the other cheek and let things go, friends, let me tell you something. Your posterity sees it, number one. And they will hate you in the end of the day for allowing them to be subjected to all of this. Because you did nothing to prevent this. Number two is this. Have you no care? Have you no care? Especially to the Christians, that you're called to be the light of the world and you let blackness and darkness prevail? I'm just asking. Have you no care for the afflictions of Joseph, Scripture says? Because God does. And he's looking for his church to take a stand and do what they're called to do through his commandments. Not man's suggestions, which make God's commandments void. Bradley, I just hear the indignation. I know I'm waiting to see yours. We see the folks, if you committed one of the acts committed by Mrs. Morales, let me tell you this. You'd have been thrown in jail. The media would have been all over you like white on rice. And it would have been all over with for you. Well, we're not talking one lie. We're talking about another lie. And let me tell you, the lies keep coming out, and they keep coming out on a daily basis. This is increasing. We're seeing this across the country. Case in point, you guys have all heard of Matthew Shepard. Did you guys know that, you know, the hate crime icon? I want you to listen to this really careful because, friends, guess what? This hate crime was committed as well. It's bigotry in reverse is what it comes down to. Listen to this piece on Matthew Shepard.
Now, I'm sure you've heard of Matthew Shepard, the victim of a supposed hate crime. The media pushed that he was killed because he was gay, when in fact it had nothing to do with his sexual preference. Laramie Police Detective Ben Fritzen, one of the lead investigators in the case, said Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly wasn't the motive in this homicide.
Oh, yes, he did.
If it wasn't Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it came down to really is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it, Fritzen said.
Were you told that, America? I think not. Let's just overlook
ABC News, Matthew Shepard case was robbery, not hate crime. ABC News revisited the case in 2004 and found out that things were not as they originally seemed. While McKinney and Henderson admit to killing Shepard, both men now say the real story is not what it seemed. Here are additional points that ABC found. Number one, the night of the crime, Aaron McKinney was not only too drunk to drive, but had been on a methamphetamine binge for the whole week prior. He was known for bursting out into spontaneous attacks. Number two, after McKinney and Henderson left beating Shepard, they took his wallet, drove to his apartment to rob it. In the parking lot of Shepard's place, they encountered two young men who were vandalizing cars. Hostile words led to a fight, and for the second time that night, McKinney went out on the attack and severely injuring the other man, even fracturing his skull. The fight stopped when police came and they tried to flee. Number three, just hours after Shepherd's battered body was discovered, and before anyone knew who had beaten him, Shepherd's friends, Walt Bolden and Alex Trout, began spreading the word that the attack may have been a gay bashing. It's interesting how that works. Number four, McKinney was asked directly by ABC whether he targeted and attacked Shepherd because he was gay. He replied, "No, I did not. I would say it wasn't a hate crime. All I wanted to do was beat him up and rob him." Number five, people who knew Shepherd and McKinney said they used to attend the same parties, do drugs together, and that McKinney himself was even a bisexual. Even if Matthew Shepherd was straight, where the law is concerned, murder is murder and crime is crime. And by the way, all murder is motivated by hate.
Bet you didn't hear
writing
that.
Writing in the Daily Mail this week, Melanie Phillips said that she had been expecting a reaction.
Now, friends, I'm going to play a piece by Melanie Phillips. This is a video that's on YouTube. It's called Created Hate Crimes / Bigotry in Reverse. You can also go to the Sons of Liberty and just find 110 videos that we've actually have produced over the last 10 years and check out some of these videos. But I'm going to play for you next Melanie Phillips, who is an advocate for, you know, law, righteousness, and goodness. She's on the side of law. But what's happened is because she began to speak out over in England against the radical homosexuals, I want you to hear her story. Listen carefully.
"It would amply bear out the truth of what I had written. The response, however, exceeded my expectations," she said. "For the last week, I've been subjected to an extraordinarily vicious outpouring of hate and incitement to violence through emails, the internet, and in the mainstream media. If the gay lobby had set out trying to prove my point, it could hardly have done a better job," Phillips said. She had asserted that the homosexualists are now attempting to suppress any public opposition to their political goals. Pay attention. "The reaction to this statement," she said, "reveals a basic totalitarian mindset that is behind the homosexualist agenda. Indeed, the total inability of those who subjected me to such abuse to realize that they are, in fact, spewing out the very hatred, intolerance, and incitement to violence of which they are accusing others would be hilarious were it not so terrifying." In her January 24th piece titled "Britain's New McCarthyites," Phillips wrote that plans to insert references to homosexual relationships throughout the school's curriculum are nothing more than a government-backed drive to promote the gay agenda. She pointed out to the many cases in which opposition from Christians or others who upheld traditional sexual mores has been quashed through actions in the courts. There it is again. "What was once an attempt to end unpleasant attitudes toward a small sexual minority has now become a kind of bigotry in reverse," she wrote. "This is what I've been trying to tell the American people since this agenda has been on the attack. Expressing what used to be the moral norm of Western civilization is now not just socially impermissible, but even turns upstanding people into lawbreakers." That's right. Phillips said the response to this warning against an attempt by the gay lobby to silence dissent, an eruption of tweets on Twitter suggesting that she should be killed. America, who's doing the bullying? America, who's doing the hating? America, I ask you, who is doing the threatening?
That's exactly right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled "fight" after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
So, friends, are you starting to smell me? Are you starting to understand what I'm saying here? I don't even need to say it, because they're telling on themselves at every turn. It seems more often than not, those that are, again, decrying hate crimes are the ones that are actually perpetuating it. They intend through deceptive measures to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles. Folks, don't you realize, here, for example. Well, Bradley, just leave them people alone. You're hearing this all the time. I'm not seeing anybody attacking anybody here, friends. I do see the radical homosexuals attack the laws of our constitutional republic. Therein lies the problem. I do see him attacking the church incessantly. Therein lies the problem. So who's doing the attacking? Because we just found out that the Matthew Shepard hate crimes legislation is based on a lie. And by the way, James Byrd was the real victim of, I believe, three white people that actually drug him behind a pickup truck until he was dead. And the homosexuals seen that, and they, in essence, friends, they tied their little train to the sacrifice of a James Byrd, who was killed horrifically. Friends, again, at every single turn, friends, I would have never known this until the radical homosexuals attacked me. They just attacked the wrong guy, is all they did. And when they did that, I started to pull the curtain back. I thought, wait a second, I'm trying to help their communities. I'm asking for permission to come into their churches because I knew the pastors weren't preaching what the Word of God mandates. These hirelings. And they didn't want anything. The more I reached into these communities, the more they attacked me. And I thought, something's wrong. And I thought, wait a second, why are they attacking me? And, well, hello, here I am in high school assemblies. I've done a lot of them. And then here comes Rachel Madcow. And what does she do from MSNBC? She perverts my word and my words, and she omits portions of my radio show to make me out to be something that I'm not. They all the well knowing this, friends, because, again, they have to put themselves in the victim position. Well, they attack. And this is exactly what's going on. Folks, your freedom of speech is under attack. They are going for your posterity to teach them they better not speak out against the gay lifestyle, because if they do, this is what the consequence is going to be. And what they do, friends, read Psalm 94, they frame a law by mischief. Looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but it is not law. They are the victims of nobody. They are perpetuating the crimes. End of story. Folks, I've seen this in every given scenario. Every single one. I've yet to have a decent conversation with one of them. I've been on the radio for how many years? And I've yet to have one homosexual call me on the radio live and confront me with what I'm saying. I have yet, but they blog all day long. And folks, I'm telling you what, when you read what they write, they are a sick-minded bunch of folks. Now, I got another piece here, and it's called What the Socialist Media is Afraid of. And I just want you to understand something. I'm almost wondering if I should... Hey, do you want to first pass this by GCN? And it's Blank Hate. And they have little kids. It's a gay video basically threatening anybody that speaks out against them. And it's got pictures of little kids kissing each other, boy on boy, girl on girl. Folks, these are crimes. And I want to see, Chase is seeing if I can pass this through really quick, because it's all blurted out, but I want you to understand the degree that these people are willing to assault anybody. They mock the church. They attack anybody. Folks, they even have gestures as they're beating somebody up that speaks out against the gay agenda. And again, I want you to know the totalitarian method in which they operate. But here again, friends, they intend through deceptive measures to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles or their political agendas. And by the way, they're being used as a political battering ram. I've said this 50 times. Just ask Che or Chai Feldblum. She said it's a government-backed agenda. Demoralize, you have control. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKenna College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient, or let me ask you, was it? Question mark. Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. The problem with the story was that two students saw her commit the crime herself. The problem with their story was that the two students saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and also was sent to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She had claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman, which just happened to be her. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home, and and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Let me give you the remedy here really quick, because this is what it always comes back to. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18 through 19 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness," this is what we're talking about, self-inflicted hate crimes, "and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him or her as he had thought to have done unto his brother or sister, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you." By the way, this mentality is rampant in Europe, through the judges that are perverse to no end. And this is what they're attempting to implement and to shove down your throats, like it or not, in America. That's only if you fall for it. Folks, even the gay state, the states that have supposedly passed homosexual marriage, folks, look how they look at their methodology. It's all been unlawful from the very get-go. They've done nothing lawfully. They've not abided by the law because they're at war with the law. Folks, 1-866-233-0747. These people prove my point. The bottom line is when people are held accountable for the crimes they themselves have contrived, then and only then will they fear to do it again, and it also puts the fear in others not to commit the crime. I say, what a novel idea. Because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. And how do you guard your liberty? You bring forth justice. I'll give you one more case in point. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Now, keep in mind, KKK was supported by Southern Poverty Law Center, the great advocate for the homosexual agendas. Keep in mind, Southern Poverty Law Center, the founder, Morris Deese, used to support the KKK to defend them against the crimes committed against the blacks down south. You want to talk about confusion? There you have it right there. Look at the methodology that these two lesbians used. They put a noose hanging in front. See, they don't realize the deception that... folks, they're going to be taken by the cords of their own iniquity, and that's exactly what these people are taken in. They fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. The Lord is not slack to repay them to their face that hate him, to repay them to their own faces, their own wicked, and to their own wicked pates. They're cast out again into the multitude of their own transgressions, right in front of your face, friends. You can't just turn the other cheek. No, you need justice. See, but with these women that put "kill the gay" scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door, perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the FBI involved, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the crimes, the acts. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting, and one of the women, Amy Wischurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pled guilty to the charges. Folks, bigotry in reverse. This is how it works. You have Bradley, sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Where are those mine accusers? Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, just wanted to let you know we tried to pass this video by the producers down at GCN, and they had given it a thumbs down because of the things that are being said, of course. And what I'm going to do right now as I'm speaking to you is I'm going to go ahead and throw this up online on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm just posting this. Yep, here, I got it right here. But folks, you want to talk about the vileness? You want to talk about who's doing the assaulting here? It is absolutely second to none. And I think it tells you all about what they are and what they're trying to... Again, perpetuate, even going so far as to use little kids. Why these guys have gotten away with this video, it's not giving it to me, Chase. Why they're getting away with this is because those that are to put the kibosh on this have been a little too lenient. I'm trying to go back over to Sons of Liberty Radio so I can throw this up online. Folks, we are live, sonsoflibertyradio.com, trying to get a video posted for you. If you could take that to Sons of Liberty Radio, that'd be great. Again, friends, this is worth your time to check it out. It is definitely worth your time to check it out. Okay, still not up, Chase. Again, what we're talking about right now is self-inflicted hate crimes. I'm trying to get this video posted for you on Sons of Liberty Radio. Producers down at GCN again just said, no, can't give it a pass. Of course, that's why I'm glad I checked it out, because it was a it wouldn't have been good if I didn't, guys. I thought it was a little loose in some of the things that they were doing on this video. But again, friends, they're using little kids. Again, I say they're using little kids. I'm posting it right now on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check this video out. Leave your thoughts, and I'll read them because, again, this is important information. Content may be offensive to some, just so you know, but it is posted on Sons of Liberty. I appreciate that, Chase, very much. Now, friends, I think one of the things that people get caught up to or into today is the fact that, you know, sometimes people just get mad about what's right and what's wrong, and really what it comes back to is always idolatry. They don't agree with what God commanded, so what they do is they kick up against the goads, they want to debate, they want to demean you, they want to demonize you if you don't agree with their lifestyles. But see, what they're doing is they're avoiding the law through the process of their debate, and that's what they love to do, and we talk about that quite a bit here on the Sons of Liberty as well. But speaking of the gay lifestyle, it is absolutely amazing to me how many people are just willing to turn the other cheek, and for the life of me, I don't understand it, especially when you see that the NEA has a homosexual caucus, and that wasn't good enough, so they want a drag queen caucus now. And what comes to my aid is what Theodore Roosevelt said last week, is he said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him favor or to obey it, because obedience to the law is demanded as a right because God gave them, not asked as a favor. Here, let me say it this way. Best way to say it. Radio interview always on. Bradley, what's your opinion? Hey, bro, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion does, because we're not ruled by opinion, we're ruled by law. I know people don't like that. Criminals don't like the law neither. As a matter of fact, that's why they're in jail right now. But we need to keep in mind that man did not give the law. Therefore, man is not above the law. He is the creation, not the creator. Last week I had shared with you that Napoleon said, he who saves this country violates no law. Well, he who saves the foundations, the principles of his country, violates no law. I say he who fulfills the law out of love saves his country, Romans 13:10, only to establish liberty. Of course. And I'll tell you why we have war within the streets, friends, is because there's other gods that have taken precedent over the God that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, Exodus 20. But we just want to go ahead and try it our way. We want to see how far we can get before we lose what we've got. Yeah? Is that what's happening today? And then when it happens, you realize what you had when it's gone, and then what do people return to? And through God's mercy, he still allows that in some particular situations. Individually, and corporately. So, folks, we are where we're at today, and it's becoming a snare to the American people because we have allowed the truth, God's moral law, to be the casualty in war by debating his commandments and attempting to make them suggestions, and it's been so watered down today that no longer are they even suggestions. Go ahead and do what you want. But just forget about what the first scripture in the Satanic Bible says when it says, do what thou wilt. Oh, Bradley, we're not satanic. No, you are satanic. You are antichrist, because you will not govern yourselves. Therefore, someone will come behind you and govern you. Remember what our forefathers said? I just did a radio interview just this last week, and a guy said, to my surprise, he said, well, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And he said, Bradley Dean, he said, there's no gray. I said, you are exactly 100% right on, and I would have it so. I would have it so. Friends, you have war, because you allow the truth and the law to be subject to man's opinion. Therein is the problem right there. You know, with my little kids, they ask me questions all the time. Sometimes I have to yell at them when they attempt to run across the street without looking both ways. Now, if I love my child, I'm going to say, look both ways before you cross the street, right? Well, Scripture tells us in Psalm 19, it says that by them thy servant is warned. He is warned. They are there to protect us. That's why we have stop signs. Can you imagine, friends, if I said on a four-way stop, can you imagine Get said, you know what, let's see what happens here. Let's remove all the stop signs right here. What's going to happen? There's going to be collision after collision, fatality after fatality all day long. And yet there's people out there that are actually trying to advocate the fact that that's love when, in fact, love is the missing element. There's no love in that at all. It's the stop signs that warn men is where the love is actually found with the, in those that are willing to tell it. Let me ask you the next question. What would you think of me if I said concerning a football game, a baseball game, a boxing match, a soccer match, a game, soccer game, whatever the case might be. What would you think of me if I said just pull away all the referees, the umpires, so on and so forth? Well, you'd say there'd be no flow to that game because there's no guidelines. There's no rules to be followed. Exactly. That's why God gives us laws. Statutes, ordinances, his commandments. He does that for the preservation of life. And Scripture tells us that very thing. He who keeps my commandments will have a long life upon earth. Of course. I had a guy email me just the other day. He had a bunch of stuff on his website. And I always check people before I accept them as my friends. And a lot of times I'll look at them and I'll just kind of discern the situation and see if they need. Because I don't look at them and say, oh, look at how bad they are. No, that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm looking to see if I'm dealing with a reasonable person or if I'm dealing with a person that really wants the truth that's in darkness. I don't want someone that just wants to debate and be a bonehead. You know, isn't it interesting? Those that are having the problems, they are the ones that always want to debate with you. And the reason they're having problems is because they are the ones that are debating. The best thing that a person can do is stand on top of the Bible, say, I am wrong, you are right. That is the best place any man or woman can be. I am wrong, you are right. Establish your righteousness through me as a faithful servant for your glory, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. But I looked at his website, and as I looked at it, he put on there, why is there so much war? If there was a God, why is there war? Well, why did God create man? To wrong the rights, to establish the right over the wrong, to establish liberty over the top of tyranny. Friends, this is how it works. Case in point, you remember when you were kids? I do. It wasn't that long ago. My wife would tell you right now, if she was in here, she would say, I don't know that you've ever grown up, and I'm having fun, of course. But you know what? Keep in mind, a child is the model of heaven because they trust. And the surest sign of trust is the fact that you take heed to the commandments of the Lord. The surest sign that you are in submission, meekness, power under control concerning the things that be of Christ is when you just take his word, his bare naked word, and adhere to it. The greatest mistakes that we have made in life, friends, is when we get outside of the Word and we try it our way because we didn't trust or we thought we knew better than God did. Tell me I'm lying. You know it's true. Now back to the story concerning this guy that said, why is there so much war? Folks, there's war. I'm talking about the issues that I'm talking about today where we have war within our gates because there's other gods that have been allowed. And they are no gods, of course. Scripture tells us that. There's war within the gates because there are other gods. When God the Father in Jesus' name said there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved or might be saved, his name is Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. And he also gave us this commandment. If we went back to that, he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when he said, thou shalt have no other gods, and you go out and create other gods to serve, well, you're asking for trouble and war within your gates. Because keep in mind that the truth and the law is always the first casualty in any war. But when everybody's abiding by the laws of our Creator, guess what we're going to have? A utopia, said John Adams, the second president. Will that ever happen? It can in your household. It can in your lifestyle in Jesus Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Coming right back after this break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I'm actually spending a lot of time in the studio today just trying to get Chase to... Actually, I'm trying to rub this personality off on him, Peach. Yeah, Peach. I said she's a Peach. I got my pretty little princess back in the studio. Friends, I wanted to say one more thing before I end this radio show concerning the topic and concerning the topic of self-inflicted hate crimes and war within the gate on a serious note, friends. We've all heard coexist. How does that work out? Coexisting, living to the dictates of those that are at war with God? Is that how we're supposed to coexist? Because isn't it interesting that the Christian is supposed to take and bear the heat in every given situation, but those that want to commit crimes against heaven, those are the ones that bear rule? Coexist? Really? Why don't you try coexist in foreign countries?
Doesn't apply that
way. Why don't you go into the homosexual communities and tell them to coexist with your beliefs as Christians and constitutionalists, Americans, patriots, conservatives? Try that. Go into the gay communities, the radical gay communities, and coexist. I mean, hey, friends, do that in the schools. Well, now you might say to yourself, well, Bradley, then why is the Christians? Why are they the ones that are supposed to set the rule? Because it was the Christians that sacrificed to give us the freedoms in the first place. That's why. Hey, I say to the atheists out there, hey, you want to sacrifice for my freedoms? We can talk. But it's my understanding from veteran after veteran after veteran after veteran, they that swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States say, an end was so help me God. And there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. End of discussion. And if we listen to Ben Franklin, what he said in 1793, he said that atheism was unheard of. Of course it was, because the only ones that were actually living in the freedoms that they had at that time were those the ones that were willing to fight for it. In that in case, I can actually be a little bit of a skeptic as unto myself or unto myself concerning what I just said there, because it was less than 3% of the population that was used to actually establish what we have today. But it is a Christian nation. Let me say it this way. It was a Christian nation, and it is a Christian nation, and nobody will ever change that. God has shed his grace upon us in America. We are called the light of the world for a reason, and that's not going to change because somebody doesn't like it. So how do you respond to that? This is how you respond. I ain't moving.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
By the grace of God, I'm not moving.
Well, I think it's such a good point. If you go to, you know, other countries and Muslim countries, if you try to coexist, they don't coexist very well with Christians. In fact, you can be thrown in jail, or you can be imprisoned or even killed for being a Christian, for reading your Bible. They have no tolerance for Jesus Christ.
Or those that are ruled by law.
That's right.
You should see how backwards some of the laws are. But anyways.
Yeah, we actually do that with the kids. I teach them a little bit about Voice of the Martyrs and about what Christians face in other countries and the persecution that's across the world. So coexisting doesn't fly very well over there. But I think it's just good to note that when you're going forward and you say, I'm not moving, that's what people need to see. They need to see Christians who are bold, taking a stand and saying,
okay,
that I'm
so
not moving.
Now here, I'm getting some responses again, of course.
Not by phone.
Nope, not by phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dean, what does the Bible say about having long hair? Curious. He strains at the gnat and swallows the camel. The Nazarite's case in point was rule, friends. It was the ordinance. It was established.
The custom of the day.
The custom of the day to have what?
Long hair.
Thank you very much. Was Jesus Christ a rocker in the day? Yes, he was rocking the gates of hell. Indeed. So, by the way, there is no such custom here, so you might want to put that into context. But see, this is what I'm talking about, friends. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Just got L.G. Freeman. Thank you. You are a true patriot. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
By the way, has that individual ever heard of a guy named Samson in the Bible who was instructed to not have a blade touch his hair? So he had long hair, too, as well.
I got another one. Danny Wheeler. Hi. Way to stand up to the liberals who are threatening you and not backing down. You're calling their bluff, showing that there's no way that they would dare try. Thank you. But again, folks, phone lines are open. I can go on and on. And on and on and on and on. And guess what's going to happen after our Thanksgiving Day dinner today, after the radio program stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'll come home and I'll respond to more of the radio listeners. And I do appreciate it, friends.
And maybe they're shy.
But again, we love to hear from you. That's okay.
Some of them could be shy.
I'm so shy, so dreadfully shy.
You know, I consider it a personal highlight of mine every time you sing on
the radio. Steph, will you sing that once? You were singing something yesterday. I want everybody to know
this
is you.
I don't know,
but it was actually pretty. Can you just kind of share whatever you were singing yesterday?
I don't remember. I think it was a Christmas carol, maybe.
Okay.
We'll just do this one.
Okay.
Yes. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Amen.
We love Christmas.
Ooh, there was an anointing on that too, sissy.
Amen.
Did you guys get that? Maybe they'll call in and talk to you. 1-866-233-0747. That's okay. I mean, we're corresponding. That's good. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. I said to my brother one time, I said, man, what is it? Are they afraid that I'm going to bite them or something? He said, Bradley, you're dumping tons of information.
And you're not really
asking. But we do get a lot of radio after radio show phone calls.
Yeah, and the
too.
Sons
it's
of
weird.
Liberty is filled with, you know, responses on the website.
Yeah,
and then
check
you get them
out.
Via the email, so on and so forth. But you're not really asking questions. You're giving more declarations and explanation
points. Maybe that's your
points.
Problem, Bradley D. Maybe you're not debating enough. No, there's nothing to debate when you have facts. You're right.
That's exactly right.
But go ahead.
Well, speaking of that, I just wanted to say, because we had this very nice Thanksgiving show before Thanksgiving, the day before.
Really?
Yeah. It would be the day before Thanksgiving.
We did the show before Thanksgiving.
The Germans are bad. I get
the Germans are bad.
They're bad. That's
really?
Right.
They're bad?
That's right. For those of you who've never seen the HBO series Band of Brothers, you can do that with an angel on there.
Yeah, we got a couple of them guys that are our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the Band of Brothers. But I do want to just...
Yeah, Shifty's passed away.
That's right.
Yep. Oh, there's Bill Garnier.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, cool.
It's been great. But
yeah.
I do want to just make a little note of this, that the turkey that you made on Thanksgiving was great.
Second to none.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It was the best turkey I ever had. I kid you negative. And it was all by chance.
That's right.
It was an accident.
All by chance.
President John Adams said, Washington's successor ordered in 1799 a day of solemn humiliation, fasting, and prayer, wherein he proclaimed that Americans should, on that day, abstain as far as may be from their secular occupations, devote the time to the sacred duties of religion, Christian umbrella, in public and in private, that they call to mind our numerous offenses against the Most High God, confess them before him with their sincerest penitence, implore his pardoning mercy through the great mediator and redeemer for our past transgressions, and that through the grace of his Holy Spirit, we may righteous requisitions in time to come. Now, to say that, Stephanie, I had this guy, listeners, listen, I had this guy say, hey, weren't those guys a bunch of Freemasons? And this is what I said back to him. Our nation's friends is the fruit of a nation from the ground up. No question about it. The great mediator that John Adams was talking about would be Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The redeemer that he was talking about would be Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is a part of the triune God, which came to glorify Jesus Christ. I said, are you starting to get the picture?
Yeah, seriously. And you would never have an understanding like that unless you were in union with Jesus Christ.
Not the way they worded it.
Testimony.
Hallelujah.
The way they spoke, they had to have a union with Christ to speak that way.
You sing it on, sister.
Oh, I say so.
I'll let you have the last. Well, wait until it comes up to the 30-second point.
I'm going
to
get 30 seconds.
Fill it with words.
Okay,
fill it with words.
If you want to support the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, folks that are out there doing and turning talk radio into do radio or boots on the ground across the nation, please do call and support. We appreciate it. Your support continuously helps us to do what we do and make a difference in this nation. The number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the donate button in the bottom right-hand corner. Corner, the pretty little button with the American flag, and we sincerely appreciate all of your support.
Okay, now come here, really quick. Izzy, come here. Come here, Izzy. My little boy just came over, and he actually waved at us really quick. Now, Izzy tolerates his mom and dad being very busy all the time. What are you doing over there?
Saying hi to you?
But what were you doing back there by Chase and Sam, the producers?
Having fun.
Okay, having fun. So you're just kind of hanging out? Are you waiting for your dad and mom to get their roll going so we can go have some turkey dinner over at Grandma's?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be a cool thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're like normal people here, Stephanie. This is a little too normal. Do you know what
family
I mean?
Family incorporated
in the
ministry.
Did you hear the criminal in chief was actually talking about the Almighty?
Oh, he knows him so well, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, he didn't say his whole name,
mm-hmm.
but we all know who he's talking about because I agree and I concur with the President of the United States that he's talking about my daddy.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I mean, if he's talking about someone else, he must be talking about... Now we're getting phone calls. Friends, this is bizarre.
It's getting lit up
Sorry.
Oh.
We love you, folks. 1 John 3:18. A little too late on the uptake.
Let's try that again next week.
Love you by what we do. Love you by what we do. Again, GCN. Guys, you guys knocked it out of the park. We appreciate you guys. Listeners, we love you by what we do. Talk to you on Monday. See ya!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.